Thank you and good morning. Assemblymember Jim Wood has introduced a bill that is one step away from the governor's desk, a bill that would create a new license category for the cultivation of medical marijuana. Wood said in a press release yesterday that the cannabis industry was built on the back of small farmers in his district, and as the industry gets set to explode into the mainstream economy, it's crucial we don't leave small farmers behind. Wood's bill will allow for a cottage farmer license for anyone growing marijuana and 2,500 feet of space or less for outdoor grows and 500 square feet for indoor grows. The Coast Guard responded to a distress call from a 19-foot pleasure craft that ran into trouble near the South Jetty yesterday afternoon, an incident that left three people with minor injuries and a fourth person dead. The Coast Guard received a report that the vessel had been swept into the jetty and had begun taking on water before the boat sank beneath the waves. The Coast Guard responded with a helicopter and a 47-foot motor lifeboat, and along with EMS on land, located the three surviving people on the jetty, along with the deceased. The Coast Guard will host an open house tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 at the Samoa Coast Guard Station. The open house is the first of two the Guard will host this month. The next will be held in 2 weeks to show off the air units that work out of the county airport. Tomorrow's open house will also include a live rescue demonstration over Humboldt Bay at 11 o'clock. The last tweet the CAL FIRE Humboldt unit sent out last night left no doubt that even small wildfires can eat up resources and time. Yesterday, a 35-acre fire burned along Highway 101 near Scotia. The Stafford fire burned in heavily wooded terrain and required the use of dozers and air assets to stop the spread. Fire crews did get the forward progress of the fire stopped by about 9 o'clock last night, and now there are days of work ahead to finish mopping up hot spots, and that's just for a small, local fire. In the past 8 months, CAL FIRE has responded to more than 3,600 fires across the state, blazes that have scorched more than 92,000 acres. Currently, the bulk of resources are being used on the Sobranos Fire in Monterey County. That fire has grown to more than 70,000 acres and required resources from across Northern California, including five engine companies from departments in Humboldt County. The danger of local wildfires spurred the Six Rivers National Forest to issue a reminder to residents about the severe fire risk that exists in local forests. Merv George with Six Rivers National Forest said in a statement that it's imperative that we do what we can to raise awareness at this critical point in the fire season. The Forest Service has kicked off its One Less Spark, One Less Wildfire campaign as we enter the height of fire season. Fortuna police are investigating a residential burglary and subsequent arson at a house in the 1300 block of Ross Hill Road yesterday morning. When police and fire reached the scene, they found no one at home, and after contacting the residents, who returned to the scene, they learned that after the burglars had stolen several firearms and jewelry, they intentionally set a fire. The County Arson Task Force and Fortuna Police are investigating the incident. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County District Attorney's Office is a busy place, and DA Maggie Fleming has spent the past 2 years hiring attorneys to handle the caseload, a load that involves hundreds of misdemeanor and felony cases each week. Getting the news out to the public about the resolution of so many cases is near impossible, and Fleming said on Talk Shop yesterday the decision on whether to issue a press release is dependent on several factors.
What cases should we take the time to make sure we get a press release out so that the community knows this is the outcome? I try to do it with trials, and I try to do it with cases that I know are serious or violent, that the, you know, initially receive some media coverage, that the public knows, oh, okay, this is how this case ended.
Fleming said there is no system in place in the DA's office that automatically highlights a case that should get some follow-up, and that she and her staff pay attention to the major cases that have generated media and public interest.
Basically, I ask the attorneys in the office and the investigators, hey, can you come in and let me know if you have any cases of interest, if you have any cases that you know community members have inquired about, so that we can kind of keep people informed on those. But that's really hit and miss, and it's that on top of what you're trying to do each day. So when you get out of court at 5:30 at night, sort of the last thing you remember to do is to do a press release.
District Attorney Maggie Fleming discussed press releases and other topics on Talk Shop, and you can listen by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.